Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Fairbanks City Council may eliminate the Public Safety Commission. An ordinance will be introduced tonight, followed by a council vote on whether to keep the organization. Should the ordinance pass, the commission will be eliminated January 18th. According to City Code, the Public Safety Commission's purpose is to advise the council and the mayor on issues regarding public safety. In the past, this has included looking into wheelchair accessibility on city sidewalks and providing recommendations on whether the city should combine the police and fire departments. The ordinance is co-sponsored by Mayor Jim Matherly and Councilman Jerry Cleworth and says that the commission should be eliminated because it no longer is fulfilling its purpose. Alaska State Troopers have released additional information about a fatal shooting of a man during an arrest attempt last week in Delta Junction. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Troopers aren't saying much about Tuesday's fatal shooting, citing the ongoing investigation. But they disclosed some of the events leading up to the death of 59-year-old Daniel Dwayne Jensen Jr., who was wanted on an outstanding felony warrant charging multiple counts of first and second degree sexual abuse of a minor under age 13. A Troopers news release issued Friday says two members of a U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force that was looking for Jensen fired their weapons while trying to arrest him. They are Jack LeBlanc, an investigator with the statewide Drug Enforcement Unit's Fairbanks Narcotics Team, and Nathan Werner, a North Pole police officer and Fairbanks Narcotics Team member. Troopers spokesman Ken Marsh says the shooting occurred soon after task force members began a door-to-door search for Jensen among several structures on a remote property near milepost 1399 of the Alaska Highway.
And while they were searching those structures, Jensen was actually seen with another individual through a window.
Marsh wouldn't say whether the other person seen with Jensen was held or arrested in connection with the case.
Jensen spotted law enforcement approaching, and he apparently grabbed a high-powered rifle. And when he did that, that led to law enforcement opening fire.
The two officers who fired their weapons both were placed on 72 hours of paid leave, as is routine for shootings involving police. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation's looking into the case. When that investigation's completed, it'll be reviewed by the State Office of Special Prosecutions. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
A Fairbanks woman has been reported missing over the weekend. According to a post by the Fairbanks Police Department, officers conducted a welfare check on 30-year-old Kristen Marie Huntington on Friday, and she is considered missing and at risk. For more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.